Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Today is Monday, November 27th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope you guys had a wonderful week last week and a good weekend. I had a good one, a blessed one, busy, but it was good. Hey, Blunt Ninja, how are you? Welcome back. Hey, Frankie, welcome back. Welcome back. And as always, whether you are listening live or on the replay, whatever platform you listen to, thank you very, very much. And I also hope you guys are having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day here in sunny, coolish Southern California. Upload the song while we're waiting. I can get it on here. Okay, let's see. Not working. Hold on. What am I doing now here? There we go. Okay, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, I say I hope you guys had a good holiday and appreciate it, whatever you were thankful for, because there were a lot of people out there who had nothing or not much or didn't have family or friends. So I do hope everyone had a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. All right, so today, does everyone have a little bit of kindness? This show is technically dedicated to Shorty and Crazy, but they're not here, but they did know I was dedicating this show to them today. But anyway, does everyone have a little bit of kindness, just a tiny bit, just a little bit. I mean, we talked about evil last week or week before. I don't remember. Hey, fair use. Welcome. But do people have just a little tiny, inksy, binksy tinge bit of kindness? Is the meanest person, you know, that person that you always thought was so mean, that teacher, that next door neighbor, or, you know, that parent, or, you know, whomever, you know, hey, Daddy Hoff, welcome. Hoff. I like that. Is there kindness somewhere? Somewhere? Is there just, the Grinch that stole Christmas, he ended up having a little bit of kindness at the very end. So would we, is it fair to say that, you know, there is some kindness in everyone? no matter how mean or cruel or evil they are. Minnesota says yes. So, okay, and Daddy Hoff says, I would say yes, even though you don't have the daddy in front of your name anymore. I just just say Daddy Hoff, hope you don't mind. I would think, I would say yes, but I have to ask, that person who, see, now I got to go back to my serial killer thing again. The person that killed, you know, 50 people, 60 people over a course of how many years? Hey, Lou, you're just in time for my serial killer thing. You know, the person who, okay, Blunt says, even Hitler, as evil as he was, had a kindness for animals. He was a vegetarian and proponent of animal rights. Doesn't make up for the genocide, of course. So, okay, so how do you balance that? Hey, Mr. A, how do you balance that? How do you balance someone who has a kindness for animals, but yet you kill millions of people? I mean, how does that work? You know, but then, and yeah, Lou, I'm about to go to Jeffrey Dahmer again. You know, you go to somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer who killed little animals when he was little, you know, and then he, you know, ended up killing, you know, people and eating them when he got older. Was there any kindness in him? I mean, is there the person who's on their way to the electric chair or, you know, about to get the shot in the arm or whatever, you know, it's your last day on earth. You know, you're walking that green mile, so to speak. Is there a little bit of kindness in them? And, you know, if you say you're sorry and you really mean it, is that kindness? Or is it regret? You know, and just because someone like Hitler had a kindness for animals, does that give him, I mean, like you said, it doesn't make up for all the people that he killed or ordered killed, you know. And then I go back to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago about people being born evil. So let me ask this, guys. Do you think some people are born too kind? Some people are just too nice? You know how you say to some people, you know, you're just, you know, too nice. You know, they're always, you know, give their shirt off their back, always, you know, feeding someone, always, you know, lending a helping hand as they get screwed over by people or not. But can people be too kind? Lou says, yep, me. Let's see. Everyone is kind, but people can snap. I think that point, it's more regret. Regret. So, okay, so you're walking that green mile, and you're regretting all of the things that you've done. Now, you know that on June 1st, you know, 1995, you're going to die. Okay. You know that on, you know, January 22nd, January 31st, you know, whatever, 2003, you know that you're going to die because you did this to these people or this person, whatever. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You did it. No more appeals. Everything, you know, no more courts, whatever. You're going to die. Is there regret? And I know I'm changing this up a little bit, but I'm going to get back to the kindness thing. Is there regret anywhere along that way while you're making your appeals or whatever? I mean, let's say that you survive the hangman's noose, but you're in jail for life. Is there regret then, or is there a sense of relief? Because either way, you still lose. I mean, you're alive, but you're in jail. You're in prison. You're in this, you know, whatever the footage of the cell is. Either you're by yourself or you're with other people. Does the regret come when it's too late? And is it too late because you're about to die? You know, and when you're killing these people, going back to not just the serial, you know, but just if you just shot somebody or, you know, stabbed someone, whatever. Does that mean is there any regret at that moment after the deed is done, at that moment after you have done it? Is there any regret? And I'm talking about people who are just hard-nosed killers. They're not, you did it because you were self-defense or you were trying to save someone, but because you're just, you know, evil. Let's see, Daddy House says, I work with someone that's too kind. I think so. Blunt says, people who are too kind get taken advantage of. Regret for getting caught. Yep. Never kill anyone yet. Wouldn't know yet. Oh boy. So Blunt, do you think that people who are too kind get taken advantage of, or do you think that they know what they're doing, and they know they're being kind? Do you think that they don't, how do I want to say this? Do you think that they don't think they're being taken advantage of or not allowing themselves to? Like, can you, someone like Mother Teresa, she was considered kind. Did people take advantage of her? Are there certain people that you can take advantage of that are too kind and other people you can't, even though they are also very kind? And is there such thing as being too evil or very evil and just a little evil? Like, is that kid who lives next door just a little evil? But when he turned 16 or 18 or whatever, you know, was Jeffrey Dahmer just a little evil when he was little? And then when he got older, he was just evil? Let's see. Blunt says, I don't think they're unwittingly getting taken. I'm sorry. I think they unwittingly get taken advantage of. So are those people pushovers? Are those people pushovers? People who are unwittingly getting taken advantage of, are they pushovers? You know, now that I say that, you know, I'm now just thinking about people that I've called pushovers, and I have to think, are they really? Or are some people, and we talked about this before, just too kind because they don't want to say no. Lou Rock says, I've been taken advantage of a lot this year and I'm still going to be kind. Don't want trash changing who I am. But Lou, can't you still be kind and not, and someone not take advantage of you? Can't you still be kind and, you know, like, I guess I'm saying, if someone tried to take advantage of you, can you push back and you're still being kind, but you're letting them know these are the boundaries. This is what you can do. This is what you don't do, but you're still being kind. And Lou says, yeah, in a world where people had morals. So, Lou, do you think that most people today don't have morals, or do you think it's half and half, or? And are you saying that people who don't have morals are not kind? You know, because in a perfect world, I would like to think that, okay, Lou says we live in a selfish world. Yes, we do, and the world has become more and more selfish. I mean, in a perfect world, you know, everyone's nodding to each other, smiling, helping. But unfortunately, we don't live in that world. But does that mean that if we allow people to take advantage of us, or I'm sorry, if we don't allow people to take advantage of us, is that going to change you from being a kind person? I mean, I think I'm a kind person, but I don't let people take advantage. And if they do, I call them out. Does that mean that I'm mean? Is it rude? Or is it me saying I have my boundaries and you step over those boundaries? So I'm still the kind person, but actually you're the one that's being unkind to me. And Lou says it can change you. Let's say I want to do to others what has been done to me. Okay, all right. And Hoff says, I'm a kind person, but don't cross me. And see, and I get that. You know, it's like just because you're saying don't cross me doesn't mean that you're not being kind. You know, it's the other person that's not being kind. And I don't think that it can only change you, in my opinion, Lou, it can only change you if you allow it and if you let it. And Lou says people like to push buttons. Yes, absolutely. I mean, people, I mean, all you gotta do is watch TikTok, YouTube, a whole bunch of other stuff, and you see how buttons are pushed, you know. Okay, see how far they can push you until you snap for real. So, Lou, if you're that person that finally snaps, does that mean that you're not a kind person anymore? Or is just the fact that somebody just pushed you too far? And you just, you know, it's like, I'm not dealing with this. Okay, Lou says both. Okay. All right. You know, and again, I would like to think that people have some kindness in them, just a little, but I don't know if that's necessarily true, especially. You know, when you have people consistently doing the same thing over and over and over, that bully at recess who keeps doing things over and over and over. Yeah, there could be things going on in their life. But, you know, if you're a repeat offender, you keep doing bad things to people, you know, just evil things to people. Are you a kind person? you know, again, going back to what Blunt said, that Hitler had a thing for animals where he was kind to them, but was he really? Was he really a kind person? Because look at what you did. I mean, if a serial killer is going around killing people, who was that, the Green River killer or whoever that was? You know, you killing all these people over periods of years, or John Wayne Gacy, who killed all those, you know, young boys and buried them up under his house. 30-something, you know, bodies under your house over a period of years. But he liked to dress up as a clown and go to a hospital and make children laugh and make them smile. So on one hand, you know, I like dressing up as this clown, which is, you know, that on one hand is scary considering the person that he was. But then he, you know, so are you waiting for these kids to get better than you go kill them? And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude and, you know, insensitive when I say that. But can you say that he was a kind person? So you go to the hospital and make little children smile, you know, at 12 noon and 12 midnight, you're digging a grave up under your house. Yes, Blunt, he was a horrible man. Not sure you're talking about Hitler or Gacy, but both of them were. Welcome, Dune and Muwan Kenneth, I apologize if I mispronounce your name. Lou says Hitler was dark man following and worshiping some dark things. Yes, but at the same time, people like him, people who commit just horrible, horrible things against not just human beings, but, you know, again, just, you know, if you're that person who goes out and you like to, you know, you have people who burn animals. You know, but then they're in church and they're the deacon. You know, I go back to Jeffrey Dahmer. This man killed animals when he was younger, grew up to kill more people when he got older. So when he was killed in prison, when he was getting shanked, was there regret at all of what he did? Hey, Shorty, welcome. Hello, Mary, welcome. You know, so, and hello to Scotland. You know, so again, you know, I say, does everyone have a little bit of kindness, or is that kindness just totally erased? Because at the end of the day, are you going to be judged for most of the bad things that you've done? Or are they going to, you know, when Hitler is talked about, they're not talking about how kind he was to animals. So does your evil get lost? Does your kindness get lost in all the evil? And the people who are too nice, but let's say, you know, you think this nice little lady down the street, she's just the nicest person. Oh, she's just so nice. I mean, this woman will go out of her way and she does this and she feeds the homeless and she, you know, takes in children when they are needed. And, you know, she goes out of her way and she does this and she does that. But then when she died and, you know, they're cleaning out her house, she has bodies buried. You know, so, you know, so again, you know, does everyone have, again, does the most evil person have a little bit of kindness, or does the kindest person have that tinge of evil? Now, don't get me wrong, because one thing that I do believe is we all have the tendency to snap. I believe that 100%. I believe everyone, if you push, you don't know what buttons or those triggers are. I think every last one of us can at any moment snap if someone said or did something, or I mean, you just don't know, because you don't know what's going on in someone's life. You don't know what that trigger could be. You know, for me, you come after my kid. Yes, I am going to snap. You know, I don't care if my kid is 125 and, you know, and I'm 100 or 510. I don't care. I'm going to snap. You know, so, I do believe that, people, Lou's giving the side eye, and Shorty's like, right? And Lou says, facts. Okay. Blunt says, your legacy is what you make it. Someone who tortures and kills can't make up for their actions. Okay, Blunt. So again, then I go back to, if you're at a funeral, and you know that, okay, let's point this. I'm going back to Hitler. His funeral, even though I don't think he had one, if you were at someone like that, their funeral, can you really sit there and say, oh, and he was such a nice person, and, you know, the animals that he took care of, and this, this, and this, and this? I mean, is it possible for someone to get up in front of a crowd or in front of one or two people? Hey, son, welcome, welcome. You know, to get up in front of a crowd and say nice things about someone who was absolutely horrible. And Blunt says, even serial killers' neighbors usually say, you're right. You know what, Blunt? You're absolutely right. Oh, they were the nice person. And you know what? And they did say that about John Wayne Gacy. They said that about him. You know, that he was quiet and he was nice and he was such a nice person. Meanwhile, up under his house in the, you know, in the crawl space, you know. Oh, TQ, I'm about to call you out. We're not eating breakfast here. You know, so does everyone have just a little bit, little tiny, 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 tiny bit, just a little bit of kindness? And does anyone have just the tiny, 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 tiny bit of evil? Hey, Shorty.
Hey, Solomon. Hey, everybody. I think everybody do got a little bit of kindness and a little bit of evil in them. You know I got kindness in me, but I know I got a lot of evil in me too. So it's a kind of mixture of both.
Okay, you know, so Shorty, I'm about to have you back up a little bit. So you said you have a lot of evil. Oh. Did you want to say that?
No, not really.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you an opportunity to clean that up then.
Okay. Let's erase that. Yeah, I have a lot of kindness. I have a lot more kindness and a little bit of evil.
Mom,
okay,
Mom,
just say it like that.
Mom, what? You hit me.
Y'all do too much.
Okay, so do you agree with me when I said that everyone has the ability to snap? Because I do believe that everyone does.
Yes.
I believe that everyone can snap at whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Cause I know I'll be at the breaking point of snapping on people, but you know, I'll be like, I have to bring myself back to reality that don't do it.
Okay. So,
I go there, Because once I go there, shut up. Because once I go there, it's hard for.
Oh, okay, so do you think that, and this is another thing that I think, and some of you all may disagree with me on this, but it goes hand in hand with the whole snapping thing. I think that if you push somebody hard enough, everyone has the ability to kill someone. I do believe that everyone has the ability to kill. And I'm not talking about if you're at war and someone's, you know, you're, you know, the enemy or whomever is, you know, it's either you or them. They're pointing a gun at you. You're pointing a gun at them. I'm saying that I think that while you are snapping, I think that that snap can be just a snap that you go off or snap where you can kill someone.
It can be like in between both. But if a person keep pushing you and keep poking that bear after you told them to stop and you don't like it, and they keep poking at it and poking at it and poking at it, eventually they're going to snap. And then when they snap and you keep egging it on, that's when it turns to want to knock your block off.
Okay, so let's see. Lou says, put the snap in what changes people. All depends on how you handle it. TQ, quoting Tupac, I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Lou says, Shorty snaps every Oh, you know, Lou, stop. 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 That's when you... Man cave. Now, come on now. What's up, Wilhelmina, welcome.
See, look, it's okay, see? Solid. It's okay, Solid. Go ahead and laugh because I know you want to bust out.
I just did, but I had to pull myself back, y'all. This is not Thursday, Friday now. This is not Thursday and Friday. Oh, Lord. Leave Shorty alone now. So y'all got me. Now I'm see, Shorty, I'm thinking about you. I have to go back to my train of thought.
But you know what? You got to be afraid sometimes when you have somebody that snaps like that. When you have somebody that sit up there and keep warning you about it, and then you don't listen and heed the warnings, and when they snap, sometimes people can't come back from that snap. Because it's gonna be real hard to bring them back down because all of the bottle up anger and stuff like that, and they just letting it slide, like it's gonna be hard to get that person to snap back into reality.
Okay, so did you ever see a movie called the Burning Bed with Farrah Fawcett?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
you talking about that one?
Okay, so. When you're in a position, when you're being an abused person, and this is whether you're an abused wife, husband, child, whatever, somebody at work, whatever. Welcome, Joyce and Wilhelmina. If I didn't say welcome to you, welcome. So should that person who is the abuser always be wary that even though the person you're abusing may not say anything, they may not look at you a certain way, they may not do anything particular, but should the abuser always be wary that one day when you're asleep, someone's going to put some gasoline on you and light it on fire, or one day you're going to be beating this person and this person's going to pull a gun out and they're going to shoot you point blank dead. Should, you know, so again, this person who you thought was so kind that you're taking advantage of, or you're beating the crap out of, that dog that you abuse consistently, you know, all of a sudden one day they turn around and they bite you and attack you. So should those evil people always have to watch their back? And why don't they?
Yes, they should, because they don't know whoever they're abusing, a person or animal or something. That everybody has their limits. You know what I mean?
And when they hit that ultimate limit break and they can't come back from, yeah, they don't think that they're not going to get hurt or that'll be their last breath because they get away with it so much and you beat them or you brainwash them to the point that nobody, you know, care about them or you beat their mental down so bad there's nobody else for them. You know, and then when they get that ding, that reality check come back in life, oh, I got to get out of here before I die. It's me or him. It's always going to be that person. But they don't think about it like that.
So wouldn't you say that, hey, crazy lady, welcome. And Joyce Adu, welcome to you. So shouldn't people once again... Again, you know, always be wary, or are you so full of yourself thinking that this person will never do anything to you, you know, that you are going to push them to a point where they snap? I mean, when you think about it, if you're snapping over something as simple as your dinner wasn't ready on time, you're ready to give somebody a backhand, or, you know, you're yelling at your kids because they spilled milk and you're ready to beat them, you know, should you be, you know, wary that person who you just keep doing it, and one day that's gonna be your last day?
They should, but they don't. Like you say, they get comfortable. They get real comfortable, which they shouldn't get comfortable, but they get real comfortable thinking that, oh, they ain't gonna do nothing to me. I'm gonna just keep doing what I'm doing. Cause you never know. They might have that happen to them growing up, so they think that's okay. But it's really not okay until you get got yourself.
Okay. All right. Welcome, Christian. Welcome. So, Shorty, so since I have you up on the panel, do you think that we were talking about this before you came in about people who are too nice. Are they the ones that usually get taken advantage of? And can you be too nice but still set those boundaries where you're not going to be taken advantage of?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Because people who's too nice, they will get taken advantage of, get walked over, used and abused, you know. But you also can be too nice and have boundaries. You have to have boundaries because you have a big heart, you know, and by you helping or being too nice or something like that, you always get messed over. You know what I mean? And that's what you don't want to keep getting happen. But then you tell yourself, nah, I'm not going to do it this time. I'm not going to do it this time because that person didn't do what they said or stay true to their word. But then you start feeling bad because you talking to them and they telling you this. And then you still trying to stand your ground on what you said, but then you end up turning right back around and still doing the same thing that you said you didn't want to do. It's hard.
So, hey, Power Girl, thanks for liking the show. I didn't even see you pop in. Welcome. So again, going back to being too nice or too evil, if you had your choice, which one would you rather always be?
To be honest with you, I'd rather keep how I am, like nice, but then know the boundaries, you know, because if I was not nice and if I was always evil, I'll be one ruthless person.
Okay. And what you just said, I'm looking at what Son just typed in. He said, y'all respect the person that got shot. I respect the shooter, quoting Jay-Z. What do you think about that? Are you respecting the shooter because the shooter shot someone that needed to be shot? I mean, does every shooter get respect? And does every person that got shot, do they get respect?
Not really. because they don't know what's the story behind it or why did they snap or why did they do this. It's always a backstory. Always a backstory to something. Because see, what we hear what happened, why this and why that, and they put all the blame in the finger towards the shooter or whatever happened. But then when they start digging and they start telling everything, then you be like, dang, that person really had a hard life, or dang, they got picked at so much and nobody was there to help them. Like, okay, I see why. And then you start thinking of your family or who your friends, or if what happened if we was in that situation? Well, will somebody help me get out of that situation? Or get my mind frame out of that situation?
Okay, hold on, crazy lady. I saw you. Let me catch you here. Okay, but, Shorty, what about that person? And hey, crazy lady, either one of you, what about that person? And I'm going back to the burning bed because, you know, every time I think about that movie, and it was based, I do believe, on a true story, yes, she waited until her husband was asleep before she got her kids together and put them in the car, went back into the house, you know, poured gasoline all over the bed while her husband was sleeping, and she set it on fire. And she went to, she was put on trial. And people say, well, you could have just left. Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you this? But again, she tried. He always brought her back, made sure she didn't have any money where she couldn't go. So for those people, can you say that this nice person who was always kind, never did anything, and they just snapped, that what they did, that person deserved it, even though it was like, in the old West, you shot somebody in the back. So, crazy lady, I'm gonna come to you since crazy lady. It's funny that you talk about that. You are very, very low.
Sorry. I had a...
You're very, very low. And TQ says everyone has a breaking point. Oh yeah, everyone definitely has. Hey, son.
Better?
I'm gonna come. Wait.
Is this any better?
Oh yes, better, okay. better. Yes.
I had a cellmate when I was in prison. I had a cellmate that shot her boyfriend and like killed him, but she like emptied the entire gun in him, and. She got taken to prison, but the reason why she did it was she was tired. He finally touched her daughter in ways that he shouldn't have touched her. And that's it. That made her snap. She was like, she goes, I snapped. She's straight upset. I snapped. She goes, I just didn't want my daughter getting touched by him again. And I knew that there was going to be no way out because she tried leaving him before also. And he stalked her and broke her back. And, you know, and at the time, she didn't see any other way. You know, all she knew was if she couldn't protect herself, she goes, I was going to protect my daughter. And, you know, she shot him. You know,
and they
I totally
her,
get it.
And they found her guilty.
They found her guilty. Yep. And she got extra years because she emptied the entire gun on him. Like, she shot him, he went down. She said, yeah, she's I went over there and I emptied the entire gun into his face. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, okay, I get it. I would have done the same, you know, but I always thought it was wrong for her to be locked up, you know, because she was protecting herself and her daughter, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I I would have picked up another gun and unloaded another one. So,
but see, people don't see it like that, though.
Depends on the
Hello, son.
Yes, ma'am.
You wanted to say something, son?
Oh, no. That's what I was going about saying when I was typing you. It depends on the circumstance. I respect the shooter in this case.
So why doesn't I already know the answer to this. I already know because our legal system is so jacked up in so many ways. But why doesn't the legal system recognize? Okay, I'm about to say this, and some people are going to get pissed because I'm about to say it, and it just clicked in my head. Why does the legal system only recognize the shooter depending upon what color they have on?
That's how it always been, though.
But even when the shooter should have no respect. And then when you want to talk about kindness, just because you have a title, does that mean that you're kind? Does that mean that you're a kind person?
No, not really.
Everybody has their days. Everybody got their days. I'm just say that. You're the nicest person in the world. I can pick you up and you'll become the meanest person in the world. It just depends on how well you intake things, I guess. It depends
okay.
on the person.
All right. So let me ask this. You have that pastor, that reverend, that bishop, that whomever, person of the cloth. And you come home, mommy, father so-and-so touched me. Daddy, deacon so-and-so did this to me. But why are people always willing or ready to say, even when it's their own children, no, this person is this, because we assume that just because people have on a certain outfit or uniform or whatever, collar or whatever, that these people are nice or they're kind, but they're committing some of the most atrocious crimes, especially when we talk about children.
Well, that goes hand in hand with impression, because you know how that saying goes, you want to make the best first impression, and from there I guess we judge people off based off that, I guess, impressions. But you never know.
Okay, so again, I'm gonna go back to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, where I asked the question, can people be born evil? Can people be born too kind and they just never get out of it? No matter what you do, that person will always and truly, truly just be a very kind person.
Yeah, I think people could be born evil.
Okay.
I watch too many horror movies. Yeah, people could be born evil.
So you don't think so. Okay, so do you think people are born kind, or some people believe that people are you know, children are born with a blank slate, and they can go either way. So can people be born kind, and some people are born evil?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
All right. So that person who's a serial killer. Hey, crazy, that person who is a serial, I like the new picture. Are they from birth, were they destined to be a serial killer when they were born?
Nah, I think something triggers that.
Okay, so John, not.
It's still in them to trigger it.
Okay, so what happened along the way? Because if you have someone like Dahmer, who was killing animals when he was little, I mean, what triggered him to start killing animals?
Experimenting.
Right.
People experiment, they find new things, whether they like it or not. Well, that's the whole point of experimenting.
So if I experiment and, you know, I go behind my house and I'm starting fires in my trash can, does that mean that that's a future arsonist?
Or you could be a future s'more maker.
Okay.
I'm just playing that too.
I just think that you know, every time I go back to, you know, do people have a little bit of kindness? You know, I always want to say yes, but then something always pulls me back. I'll hear something, I'll see something, and I'm like, damn. You know, every time I try to, you know, give someone the benefit of the doubt, then something else happens where I'm like, nope, sorry, these people are just evil. You know, but I do not believe that people who are too kind, I don't believe that you necessarily have to be a pushover. I do believe that people who are too kind can set their boundaries where I can still be this nice person, but just to let you know, I'm not going to allow you to do this, this, and this, and this. Yeah. So.
I would agree. Kindness. You know, I mean, you can be kind. You know, and but not also let your kindness be mistaken for weakness. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, Crazy says, I believe there are people that do not have a bit of kindness or care in them. And I believe, I mean, because those are the people, Crazy, that I think are born evil. And Crazy says, because kind people couldn't do dinner if the shit people do. Some of the shit that people do. I mean, I don't know, y'all. We talked about a lot of stuff, and I just think that, you know, going back to what Blunt said about Hitler, you know, he was very kind to animals. He was vegetarian, you know, smart. but yet you go and you give the order to kill millions of people. I mean, history shows us how evil people can be. So let me ask this, guys, because I still think this, and y'all have heard me say this before. I think human beings are the worst creations that God put on earth. I'm sorry, but I do. I always go back to, y'all heard me say it several times, that line in Aliens where Sigourney Weaver, when they're all fighting that towards the very end, and Sigourney Weaver says, you don't see them fighting each other over a goddamn percentage. And you look at animals and what have you, they don't fight each other. I mean, they fight whatever. Yes, they go for survival and what have you, but they're not doing it because I want a bigger percentage of this, or I want that, you know, I'm going to take that land. I'm going to build something, or I want this and I'm going to kill all these people. Or I'm going to, you know, make these people slaves, or I'm going to go and I'm going to annihilate a whole group of people. It's like, you know, I'm going to go into a movie theater and I'm going to shoot everyone up. Animals don't do that. And I think the experiment was humans. And I think that whatever you believe in, whether you're an atheist or you believe in God or whomever you believe created this world, if we come back, I believe that humans should be at the bottom of the food chain and animals should be at the top, because over and over again, each and every day, we prove that we just don't know how to handle and be and talk to each other. So I get pushback when I say that, but
technically,
but I would agree with you on that. Most humans do not know how to act civilized. Straight up.
Would you say most or some? And
I said most humans do not know how to act civilized.
Okay. All right. And some, what were you saying?
You know, when I lost train of thought, because I seen oil levels about to drop. I lost train of thought. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I said, I got it. I said, once upon a time, we were at the bottom of the food chain. But I get what you're saying.
I mean, and that's when I come back about, you know, when I try to say, do people have kindness, and something happens, something, you know, it's like I can go through a whole week without listening to the news. I mean, somebody will text me, you know, did you hear about this or whatever, you know, but then I turn on the news again and it's this, and it's, you know, and it's that is going on. And it's like, damn. You know, I turned off the news because I didn't want to hear this, you know, and I don't know. Let's see. Humans have the biggest potential for good and for evil. Yes.
Auntie.
Yes.
I'm going to go back to the statement about people born evil. I want to go back. And I could be off topic, but yeah, people are born evil. I can show some kids for almost 2 years now, and her evil ain't.
Okay, you are seriously breaking up, son. You are breaking up. I heard the part about people are born evil, and then something about 2 years, and then I didn't get the rest.
Can you hear me now?
That is better. And crazy, he is on the panel.
Yeah, I said people are born evil because I've been asking Shorty for 2 years for some cupcakes made not one type of muffin.
Oh my gosh. TQ, I said I got you. Just chill out. You ain't been asking for no 2 years. Me. Stop that.
It feel like forever.
Okay, Shorty.
This is not about me. The topic is not about me. Go back to the topic.
Yeah, you about to get that apple pie over there. That's why you're as well.
Look, this show is not about me. This is about a serious show.
You're right.
Don't derail because of me. Yeah.
Shorty, what I was going to say when I said Shorty, I was going to say, the show is not about you and donuts and apple pies and cupcakes. So see, okay. I was going to say that. So, but you beat me to it.
Yeah.
However, in the chat, I can't be responsible for what people say in the chat.
I know. It's too on down there. I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so y'all, I'm gonna ask a question here, and this goes for everybody who is in the panel, who's on the panel, and who is in the chat. Some of you may be familiar. Some of you are new here. So you all probably won't say anything on this one. But would you say that everybody in this panel and in the chat or in this room right now are kind people?
Mm. Hell yes. Yeah. To a certain extent.
I don't know. Let's test this theory out. Who wants a hug?
Walk away with a hug.
Let's test this.
There's no hugging. Why is there always hugging? Why is there always got to be hugging?
Come get a squishy huggy wuggy.
The huggy wuggies.
No, we're not hugging today.
You know what, TQ, you have proven the point. You tested the theory and the theory. So TQ, let me say this then. With the results that we got from what you just asked, could we say that everyone has just a teeny weeny bit of kindness?
little bit. Only around
a little bit. People have kindness.
Everybody's nice around Christmas time. You ever see? You ever pay attention to that? Everybody wants to be jolly for Christmas.
You know, so I have this question: how can you not like hugs, but you really love Christmas?
Solid. Why else we? I'm going just not. There,
we're
solid?
Just. We're just. We're just. I'm just not
we
into
physical contact. We are talking about kindness. We are talking about
physical contact.
I'm talking about kindness here. So, I mean, so I'm asking, how can you, how can you?
A hug has nothing to do with kindness. I can be kind without giving hugs.
Okay, does a hug have anything to do with Christmas?
No, not really. I mean, you know.
Solly, you really trying to have crazy cold. Lord Jesus, help me.
What? What? Oh, you know what?
Here we go.
Wait, hold on. Because let me do something. The show's almost over. Let me turn the call in off.
Oh, you're wrong, Solly.
You know, y'all know I always turn the call in off right before the show's going to end. So, you know.
Oh, I knew it. You're wrong, Solly.
Mayor Crazy says Christmas and hugs are related. They could be. Hold on, why I wanna?
But they're not.
I wanna gonna cuz if
that's
I would
rumor.
Have. Okay, don't worry. But you know, for you maybe. Uh oh. So my last question here before I sign off here: Did y'all see any lines drawn in the sand right now? Did we see
any lines
drawn in the sand?
Yep.
My line was spray painted on the pavement. There's no sand to be like rubbed out. No, there's a solid line.
Oh, Lord.
With a hedge. No hugs.
My life is hug free.
Crazy is the same way. She's like, yeah, no hugs, you know.
Me and Crazy have this saying, but I don't want to say it on your show because it's positive.
Then you have to show up on Thursdays and Fridays when nothing's being recorded.
Yeah, because
Thursdays and Fridays when nothing is being recorded. Yeah. I'm air hugging you right now, and you fans do about it. Oh, so Christian. Okay, so what is it? You know, there are people in this world who would do anything for human contact, who would do anything just for one little hug. Do anything. Christian says,
A hug could make somebody's day. You know that, Auntie?
It really could. Yes. Yes.
I grew up on Barney. I know all about it.
Well, now we know what's wrong with you. You got to watch too much Barney as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a PBS kid. So.
And Mr. A says, I'll take a hug. See, you know, so.
I hate Sesame Street.
Oh, how can you not like Sesame Street, teacher?
I know. Sesame Street's different.
I'm scared of a bird and the guy who ate all the cookies.
You talking about Cookie Monster? I love Cookie Monster.
I never liked the Cookie Monster.
What's wrong with Cookie Monster?
It's not wrong with Cookie Monster. He loves cookies. Everybody loves cookies. So shoot.
Crazy says, I'm here to ruin it. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I love cupcakes, but I don't see nobody making them.
Shorty, I'm sorry, but the call-in did not go on before TQ came up, so sorry about that.
Oh, I feel so special now. Thank you very much. Thank you. One of a kind.
He is amongst the protected. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, I'm going to end the show, but this song is dedicated to Shorty and Crazy.
Uh-oh.
Why do you say uh-oh?
Wait, Solid. I didn't mean the middle finger because it was right next to each other. I was trying to just do the eyes. Discard the middle finger. Just discard the middle finger.
Considering that I can't see you. Considering that I didn't see you and now you just outed yourself. You gave me the middle finger.
No, and it's long too. I didn't mean to. No.
Wow.
I was just trying to do the eyes.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't. No. Solid.
Damn.
No, Solid. Shorty. I'm trying to
why were you trying to eye me just because I said that?
Because I don't know what song it is. That's why.
Right. So should you wait to give me the finger and the evil eye and all the stank eye and stuff until you hear what I'm gonna play?
For real.
No.
Dang, that's what I say, TQ. Dang. What?
Oh,
she's guilty. She guilty.
You see, now you're going to get me off on my what's. And you know what? I'm going to play this song because I had this picked out for Shorty and Mayor Crazy.
Thumbelina.
But tomorrow, Shorty, you have probably given me a reason to pick another song. So I'm gonna go ahead and wait. Y'all, I just don't know. But to Shorty and Son and Crazy Lady, thank you for joining me on the panel and for everyone else who was in the chat. Even though they were throwing some F-bombs there. Thank you for coming. And this song is for you guys.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Oh,
So that was the song, excuse me, so that was the song that I had originally picked out for Shorty and Mere Crazy. But since I got this vitriol thrown my way, I'm going to have a special song tomorrow for Shorty.
Saw it. I told you it was a mistake. It was right next to the eyes because I use that a lot in here.
You're right, and you poked me in my eye when you. Shorty, you know. I'm gonna have to learn how to do these gifts real fast, like Ace does, because see, Thursday and Friday. Yeah. I bet those fingers are flying now, right?
It sure live.
See? Uh-huh. See?
In my head. In my head. In my head.
So. He says I can't unmute myself. I don't. Okay. There you go, TK. You want to say something before we close it out?
Nope, his mic don't like him.
Okay, Shorty. Oh, Shorty.
Yes.
Hmm? Okay. Hmm? No. I just like saying your name, Shorty. So, until tomorrow, y'all. Thank y'all for coming. I appreciate you. I really, really do. Even those who come late, but we won't say who those people are. But anyway, y'all, enjoy the rest of your evening. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye.